Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, my dear friends, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Time Radio with Christopher. And tonight, we're going to talk about past lives, who you were and who you loved. And we're going to talk about an ancient belief. To go back 2,500 years ago, by the time of Pythagoras, who developed the whole idea of numbers. So the concept of chronology that goes back to Greeks, to Kronos, that established the world of the physics, but in the same time, Pythagoras developed the idea of the transmigration of the soul. The whole philosophy goes back to the ancient Kabbalah, to the Sumerian, to the Sanskrit, and it goes back in time thousands and thousands of years ago. And if we think of Einstein, who said that we are made of energy, but energy converts into matter all the time. So in fact, that we, when we die, you know, we separate from the matter, from the physical body, and we return to the universal energy, but we have a chance to return into the matter. So this makes us believe that we actually can live numerous lives. And I'm going to ask you, if you ever had a feeling in life of meeting somebody who you met before, like if this happened to you, wow, I feel like I know this person. And this usually happens between lovers or people who work together, because these are memories from former lives that come to the surface. Now, we know there is a reason we must go to certain experiences, and there is a reason we meet certain people. As the journey of the soul through different lives on Earth is meant to pick up on different lessons and bring up some lessons that we need to resolve. So we kind of return time and time again to seek out the same lesson, the same people, and sometimes close out this concept of karma. I will help you understand during the show what it means and how we can identify the origin of the pattern of behavior and the pattern of previous lives, so we can break through the pattern so that we can make progress in the present life. So, and I said, you know, have you ever had a feeling that you know somebody, the sense of déjà vu, that sort of intense instant connection with a person right from the beginning? I remember experiencing this when I met my husband. I remember that he introduced himself to me and I almost fainted. I just had that kind of a vision of us walking together hundreds of years ago. So it's almost like I knew, I felt I knew this man very well, and I felt like this is my husband, a man I just met 2 seconds ago. So this made me believe that people who meet this way, they share something in common. They have that something that was transferred, you know, down from another life, like almost like people that were destined to meet again and again and again. Because we met before. So no one comes in your life by accident, because everything that's happening, as I said, may be very karmic. Many of the things that happen in life, good or bad, are not necessarily new. They are episodes that are karmic, meaning repetition. Karma is the repetition, replying actually to former lifetimes. Because karma works in a highly predictable way. It carries over from past lives, setting up for the same patterns. That's why when we say you have a karma with this person, it means you have something with the person that happened, that keeps on repeating, that keeps on manifesting it again. That's why you have to be careful what kind of a karma you have to, with that person. That's why I speak in my book, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, about karmic relationships. Relationships that actually have that connection that is karmic, coming from previous experiences. So let's say you suffer from an illness in a past life. Most likely, the same illness will develop. Let's say you meet a person in your past life and that person abandons you. Most likely, that person will come back in this life, or the same form of abandonment might manifest again, because karmic issues can manifest in different types of relationship and in different forms. So, as I said, if you're abandoned by your father, you might end up abandoning in this lifetime, yet part of you knows you have repeated his behavior in a slightly different way, but you will repeat that over and over. So promising not to be like the one who harmed you sometimes is not really good enough, because you need to kind of go to the origin and resolve this old pattern of behavior in order for that not to manifest into your life. That's why I studied hypnotherapy, because I really believe that if you dig deeper into the subconscious time through the method that is called hypnosis, which hypnosis comes from a Greek word that means going to sleep. When you go to sleep, when you go deep into the layers of the subconscious mind, there's where all the memories are stored. So you go deeper to the origin of karma that is there, that stays there, sometimes dormant, and then you find where the problem was. So you work on resolving it by identifying the own pattern and observing how those patterns play out, so that you are able to make new decision each time the situation comes up, so that there's like an opportunity for changing habits that will present itself. So, I don't know if I'm clear enough, but I'm trying to be, because all karmic issues will play out in your life in some way or another. So this might have effect that lasts through different incarnation, through many generations, through descendants. That's why in my book, Everyday Karma, I talk about individual karma, family karma, global karma, things that tend to repeat over and over. Even the Mother Earth has karma. If you pay attention, they say earthquakes happen in the same place. Volcanoes happen in the same place. The First World War happened in the same place with the Second World War happening in the place where the First World War happened. War originated in the Middle East and keep on repeating in the Middle East, that we go back to where the problem originated. So when it comes to karma and, let's say, friendship, some of your friends are people who you knew, which you have karmic ties, and sometimes they are very strong. Same thing comes true with family members, that you recognize you have some sort of an obligation towards them. Even when it comes to your children, even when it comes to your parents, all these family bonds you might have to maintain, you know, it has somewhere a connection that is karmic. Now, many of us don't realize that the close relationship we forge with others have their origin in past lives. We totally ignore this. Karmic relationship with friends are just as real as karmic relationship with lovers, so we cannot ignore that. So there are tailgate signs that your friendship is karmic in nature and you have old stuff to work out. So in order to better understand karma and how it clings to us, you must understand that although each of us have a mindset, you do have memories, a personality, a temperament, and a body, and your true nature is actually energetic. So we are, as I said, soul or energy being, and we have consciousness. Now, consciousness can be transformed like all forms of energy, but it can never be destroyed. Energy can never be destroyed. Our individual consciousness is connected to all consciousness in the universe. So the consciousness of people who lived long time ago, the consciousness of souls yet to be born, and the consciousness of the spirit or of the what we call God, which is the divine perfection of the universe, these are all connected. So and the soul that bears all the imprint of karma, so the conscious bears the imprint of karma. And as I said before, going back to 2,500 years ago, to the idea of the transmigration of the soul, the fact that the soul moves from body to body, and that after the separation that happens when we die, and a new body comes and we so-called incarnate, the spirit comes back and the cycle repeats again and again and again until what happens? We free from the karma and the karma is resolved. Now, I know there's a lot to understand here, but I think this is fascinating. I think it's extremely interesting. And I want to, take your call, take on it, because to me, this is fascinating. To me, this is interesting. And we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to take your calls, and feel free to call in 202-570-7057, because this is pretty much your show, and I'm here just for you and for you to understand the significance of this concept and how positive it is to work on your karma and to solve it and create that positive imprint that you carry with you and not the negative one that remains hidden in your subconscious mind and will continue. Like when I was last week with Dr. Darren Weissman, we were talking about subconscious imprints and those subconscious imprints that we need to heal and we need to work on them to kind of resolve that needs resolution in order for you to progress. So we used to say that when we are on Earth, we are dominated by all these emotions of all kind. Unfortunately, a lot of negative emotion. But when we remove ourselves from the physical body, all this anger, resentment, sadness, jealousy, all this low level of vibration doesn't exist anymore. You know, we're not attached into this. So if you understand the connection with the other side and the so-called mediumship way to connect to the spirit world, spirits on the other side, they don't feel anger, resentment, insecurity, and they all want forgiveness. They all want to be free, to be peaceful. So it's hard to imagine that on the other side, you look back and what you did wrong and try to regret and try to eliminate the negativity, because karma is like an emotional baggage. It's something that you carry, that you never lose. It's like a luggage that you never lose in an airport, you know. On the other side, you can unpack your karmic suitcase and you have to sort through it. You have to see what you pack in that suitcase, how many heavy emotions you packed into it, and how many feelings like abandonment, jealousy, low self-esteem, abuse, and so on exist in that suitcase. What that contains actually in your subconscious mind. Because the luggage you carry from a life into the next life remains unopened sometimes and overstuffed, and you don't need that to carry with you because it's so heavy. And it's so hard to take it with you from an experience into the next. So that's why I'm talking about such an interesting concept. So that's why it's so important to create that good karma by being loving and compassionate. I know it's easy to say, it's very hard to do. But do not overstuff your luggage by being vindictive, resentful, jealous, mean, or sometimes by mistreating you, by not giving you what you deserve, by having low self-esteem, because then you create the so-called bad imprint and you are cruel to yourself, which is a very unhealthy way of dealing with yourself. So I'm going to try and see if I can take your call, one of your calls right now, and then we'll go and we'll continue to take your calls, because this is, to me, is a very interesting topic, and I'm going to give you some hints about how you can recognize if somebody is coming from a past life, which are the characteristics of a reincarnated person. So I'm going to go and see who's my first caller, and I'm going to go to Suzanne. I think I have to go to a break. So Suzanne, hold on the line, and after the break, I'm going to go to Suzanne, to Robin, to Patty, to Elena, to Dominguez. I have a full house today. So hold on the line, everybody. I'll be with you in a minute. Thank you for listening.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm back, Karen Hara, on Time Radio, and we are talking about past lives. And I invite Suzanne to be with me on the show. Hi, my dear Suzanne, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Carmen. I was born a spiritualist and have believed in karma my entire life, and a professor of all of those wonderful things. And so it was wonderful to hear your talk confirming everything I believe in. But I do need your guidance now.
Sure.
I want to share with you that I have been married for 33 years to the man that God gave me. He was wonderful, passed away quickly 14 years ago. Another man was born into my life that I knew at the same time as a teenager, and he's a very nice person. He's the one that I left in order to be with my husband, but I'm with him now, and I know he loves me, and I don't feel that same way. So my question for you on your much higher gifted plane is it time for me to leave this other gentleman, reuniting after so many years, and is there more ahead for me, like the first love that I once had?
What an interesting question, because there's a lot going on in your life, you know. So you think that the karma that you had with your husband who passed away was healed and resolved?
Well, I wanted him another 100 years, so woohoo, he was my dream and my love.
Okay.
I did something right.
Yes, yeah, sometimes in life, you know, you meet your soulmate. You meet something, you have a karmic relationship. And and then you might have another karmic relationship. But if you met this other man and you say, well, I don't feel the same way like he does, and I want to move on, will this man let you go? Because the man has to let you go, so he needs to set you free. Do you think he will?
Yes, I do, because he knew me long time ago, 18 or 19, mm-hmm. and he said to me, if and when you find someone you love, set me free. And I told him a long time ago, I found the man I love, and he knew I married this man, but we'd been apart for 45 years, so this new man knows me.
Yes.
It is interesting. It's a wonder, and he's a good person and a kind person. Would like to marry. I don't want to, and he knows that. And he would set me free because he knows there's no hope or expectation of us being together.
Because sometimes what happens is somebody is holding you back energetically, then you feel like a blockage. So if that's not the case, then I tell you what I think and what I intuitively feel. It's like just my intuition talking right now. See, with the man, there's somebody new coming to your life by now on all the way to May of next year, who is 2 years younger than you, who's a relatively tall gentleman with a big forehead, who's an introvert, but he has a wonderful soul. I also think you share a karmic connection with him from a past life. I don't think you've ever met him. I think this is somebody new. This is somebody you meet at an event that is like a course, a seminar, an event with a gathering of a lot of people. Do you usually go to events when people meditate together or something like that? Do you go to something like this?
No, but I should, Carmen. I really should.
I feel you going at an event that is, and you're not even going alone. You go with somebody, with one of your friends that's a little bit shorter than you, because this is like a meditation course, or it's a course of somehow. And because I see a stage and people are talking, and this is the way you meet this man. So it's like being brought together in an environment with other people. And when you see this man, you will know this is the man. I do see a W and an S name around him. I feel he is a connection coming from a past life, from a life somewhere in the 18th century. I don't know why I'm getting England. I have no idea why. Have you ever been there in this lifetime?
Yes, five or six times.
Yeah, I feel a connection with that part of the world. This is a man you knew. I don't know if it's England or Scotland, but that part of the world where you had a life with this man. Actually, you had a son with him and you had horses. Have you ever felt love for horses? I don't know why a horse. I keep on seeing a horse.
Well, I love animals, and my mother was born in Scotland, so you got me in a good part of the world.
Yeah. So Scotland has something to do with the roots going back in time, probably 200 years ago, with the salt. the soul goes back to another time. And I tell you that this is a man you dearly loved in that time. He passed away of a lung problem too early, and you never finished the life with him. And he's coming back in this life to finalize something that was never finished in that life. It's going to be very interesting. I even feel like you guys are going to go back to that, going back in time. You know, like even take a trip over there. It's going to be very, very fascinating. But with this man, it's going to be a very powerful, you know, karmic relationship can be very intense. The intensity, the power of the connection is unusual. So when you meet him, you will say, wow, this is something I have never experienced. So, you know, there are ways of calculating karmic imprint by taking the chronology of a person and analyzing it. So there's a certain way of analyzing if two people, based on when they are born, they do have that karmic imprint coming from past lives. When you meet this man, we will say, if you don't mind telling me when you're born and when your late husband was born, I will tell you what kind of a karma you share with him if you want to give me that, but only if you do feel comfortable in telling me that.
Do you want the month, the day, the year? What level of detail?
Everything, yeah, because I want every single day. Only if you feel comfortable.
Sure, of course I do. Okay. I'm August 12th, 1946, and my husband, April 30th,
1945. Okay. Let me see what happened here with you two. Okay, and let's see what kind of a connection you guys have. And you have a very long life, by the way.
I know. Everybody tells me that.
You have a very long life. Let me see. Okay.
And I'm as healthy as a horse, Carmen. There's a horse.
You are? Oh, yeah, that's so sweet. Okay, let me see. Okay, your husband, which is very interesting, which I suspected this, your husband, your late husband, God bless his soul, he was supposed to live to 73 or how? When did he die? How old was he?
59. He was so young, Carmen, 59.
So something must have gone wrong. That's why when you said dying so young, because according to his codification, he could have made it longer. You had a very good relationship, but, you know, funny enough, this was not karmic. This relationship didn't actually come from a past life.
Really?
No. It didn't come from a past life. It was a relationship that was very compatible, was very... the connection was amazing between you, but you didn't carry any memories. Sometimes it's even better because if you carry memories that are not that positive, you know. So this was not necessarily a karmic relationship, but was extremely compatible. Probably I should say in a way like a soulmate relationship, but not necessarily karmic, okay? Which, again, there's nothing wrong about that. But I suspect that the man I'm telling you about, that's where the karma plays a role. So that's where the karmic relationship will. So feel free to call me anytime you want on the show and let me know about this person. As I said, anytime from now on, from the spring of the next year, somewhere around May, April, May, you will tell me much more about it. And I also feel like your husband on the other side will very much want you to experience this relationship. And your husband shows me a J, GJ sound of a name. Do you know why?
A J is the very nice man that I've been with for 3 or 4 years. He's from Argentina. I speak seven or eight languages, so that could be the man that he's very good to me. Good, nice guy.
Right.
Good cook.
He's mentioning that guy, but that's not definitely the guy. There is another man coming. The one that I'm telling you, the one where the memory of the soul, and I think there must be a big reason you're calling the show on this topic, And let's talk again when all of this will come in place, okay?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
I love you, my Suzanne. Thank you for talking to me today. I appreciate that. All right, my love. Okay, I'm going to go to Robin from Pennsylvania. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Carmen.
So good to hear your voice. How are you, my love?
I'm getting better, much better since my father's death.
Okay. So talking about past life, is there something about this topic that you want to ask me about? Do you have a specific question? So feel free to ask me what you think is important for you to talk.
Well, you told me that a man would come into my life and my father would send him to me. And
right.
I was just wondering about that. And something about a year ago, about 10 years ago, I left Minneapolis. And there was a man there that I had met, and he was a pilot. And we got along fabulously. And I just mm-hmm. thought the love of my life. And nothing ever really, it just, nothing ever seemed to flow correctly for us to get together. And then I left and that was the end of that. But I did have a dream, and in the dream he said to me, I messed it up in this life, but not in the next.
Oh, so symbolic. So you haven't heard anything from that man ever since, no?
Right. No, I haven't heard from him.
Do you remember when the man was born? I want to see if he was somebody coming from a past life in this life. But whatever, it feels like was an unfinished business. Like, so that in a symbolic way, in other words, you have to reconnect somehow. I feel it won't take another life to reconnect. It's very possible that you might reconnect in the next 2 years, five years, totally unexpectedly, because if it's something karmic, then it might manifest out of the blue whenever you don't even expect to manifest, though this might not be necessarily the man we've been talking about. But because it's something karmic, your karma plays out, you know what I mean, all the time. You never know. So
yes.
Do you remember his birthday by any chance?
Oh, absolutely. November 29th, 1945.
Okay. And give me your birthday, my love.
February 8th, 1953.
I want to see who was this man for you, if it's coming from a past life or not. Because there's a way of determining this. Just a second.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is past life. Now, this is past life. No question about it, because 1949 is a one, your numerology is one, and when your codification coincides with the person year of birth, that, according to the ancient teaching of Kabbalah and the Pythagorean entire concept, those are the past life connections. So you, this man, and in you and this man, you had a past life, and at the beginning of 1928, you met 1928. He actually died in 1943, right at the beginning of the Second World War, and you both incarnated right after that. And it's a fascinating connection that you had a life with this man during the time of the war in Poland, Germany. I see you constantly on a train. Like I see the Nazis, the Germans, you know what I mean, on that mm-hmm. train. It's just I have like I see a movie of your life with this man, which is interesting. And I feel like this person was not supposed to exit your life, which is interesting. Now, let me ask you, was this man divorced and had two kids?
No, he has he was never married. At least he wasn't when I left 10 years ago. He was, and never had children.
They never had kids. Now, and it means that in that life this happened, because there's something about the possibility of a marriage and a divorce, or probably something happened in between for him or the woman he married. So something happened to him. But definitely this karmic connection in this life goes unresolved. This has never been resolved. You understand? So let's hope that somehow, then I should tell you when, either in 2 years or in 4 years, somehow this needs to be healed and needs to be resolved, you know. You have a very long life, so that is something you want, you need to know. You go to 90-something, even to 98, you have a very long life, and you have a healthy life, and you have you're very strong, you're very healthy overall. And something about this man, and definitely what your father tells you about someone else. Now, let's see in which way all of this information is going to play out. Somehow this information will play out. You understand?
Yes.
So somehow we will get to the bottom of it and knowing which is which. But anyhow, it's fascinating, you know, how this connection is actually karmic, and I want you to think about it, to reflect about the information that I'm giving you right now, because it's obvious that this is a person you knew before, and I feel like when you met him for the first time, you knew there's something there. Do you agree with me?
Yes. Yes.
The moment you saw the man, you felt like, wow, you know. This is somebody who, the intensity of the connection was there from the moment you look at him.
Yes.
But let's see how
absolutely.
Things will unfold, because they will. So I'm going to have to go to a break. Robin, thank you so much for being part of my show. And the rest of you guys, Christina, Elena, and Dominguez, and all of you guys, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Carmen Jara, back on Home Time Radio, and we're talking about past lives and how to recognize the signs of loved ones who have incarnated. And I'm having so many people calling the show today, and I feel very blessed, and I'm very grateful for all of you calling. So I'm going to go straight to the calls, and I'm going to go to Christina from New York. Hi, Christina. How are you, my dear?
Hi, how are you?
Thank you so much for calling me, Christina. So tell me, how you do you resonate with my topic?
I resonate because I feel that way a lot. When you know, there was the next boyfriend of mine that I met, and I felt like we've done this already.
But like you felt like you knew him. Don't you agree with me?
Yes, everything felt like deja vu. Everything.
Deja vu, like you see it all over again, time and time again. Right. It happened to you before. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Now, what is your specific question to me in which I can guide you or help you?
Okay, so my current relationship, I'm not really sure whether it's a soulmate or whether it's karmic. I've been with him for
a while. Okay, let's see. If you don't mind giving me birthdays, you know, interestingly enough, there is a way to determine, based on the codification, whether that relationship has a past life imprint or doesn't. Or let's see that. Give me just the birthday of the person.
11-18-55.
1955.
And yours? 6-13-69. 6-13-19-69? Yes.
69. Okay, just a minute. Let me see what we are having here. Okay, just a minute. Okay. The relationship is very good. I mean, there's a strong connection. I don't think this relationship is necessarily karmic. It's just compatible, and you're good for each other, and you can make a lot of good things happen together, if you agree with me. Is this somebody who's married before?
Yes.
Does he have a daughter, this man?
Yes.
He has a strong connection with his daughter. I don't know if you see that. Do you?
Yes, he does. Very strong connection.
Yes. Now, you both very business-minded people. I don't know if you agree. Like, you know, you both of you work very hard. Both of you, you're very perseverant. Both of you have similar goals. But it's not karmic. So karmic is different than, I think, the boyfriend that you had before. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So now it depends. So it depends what you want. This is a relationship that can work. So if you want this relationship... want to make sure that this relationship will work for the future, I should say yes. This is something that can work. Because there's loyalty, there's honesty, you know, you can work together very well. So it's like, you know, in this relationship, the sky is truly the limit. So that's a good way to put it. But it's not necessarily karmic. So I think that has been said. I'm answering the question, what type of a relationship this is. And it's up to you to decide whether is this what I want or I want something else.
Okay. But do you see us together or?
Yes. As far as it's completely up to you. The only feeling that I have, it is a possibility that you might meet somebody else. I won't be surprised, like in 3 years from now, it's possible for you to meet somebody who actually comes through you in a karmic way, something you haven't experienced, that kind of a connection. So I won't be surprised. Then we can talk again. But so far for now, I think this is a relationship that can be fulfilling, that is based on good principles. And I do believe this man really cares about you. And I see this man like a successful man. And and loyal to you. He's very connected to his own mother. His mother's deceased.
No, she's still alive.
She's still alive. So there's a connection with the mother. Yeah. I don't know. The mother and the sister, the daughter. So there's, yeah, there's the female part of the family that's connecting, and probably even a grandmother that can be deceased. I see all the way the line of the female side of that family, where uh-huh, there is a family karma that I feel a very strong connection on his part. But other okay than that, he seems to be kind, and I think he can be also generous. And mm-hmm, I mean, I don't have the right to tell you what to do, but I really should say that this works for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay, that's my fair love.
Yeah, thank you,
okay,
so much.
Okay, my Christina. I love you, sweetheart. I'm going to go okay to Anne. From okay Anne from Connecticut. Hi, my Anne. How are you, my dear?
Oh, hello, Carmen. I'm so glad you took me. Would you like the date for the relationship?
Yes.
I have the question.
Tell me. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am 2/7/1952.
Mm-hmm.
And he is 7/12/1949.
12/1949. Okay. Is this person in your life for 7 years or more?
No, it was only about 3 years.
Only 3 years. Okay, let's see. Yeah, relationship is actually good. It's not karmic again. It's not necessarily somebody who you knew before. This is a man who, again, I think he went through a divorce probably even twice. Did he divorce?
I know he divorced once, and so did I. I don't know if he divorced again. I haven't seen him in quite some time.
Oh, you haven't seen him. Okay. But it's not as, it's a relationship that has a lot of good in it, you know, like I feel, but it's not necessarily karmic. Probably you expected this to be more karmic, but it's a great match. You know, you two people, you're a very great. There's a magnetism here, you know, very, very magnetic, if you understand what I mean. When was
yes
the last time you saw him?
The last time I spoke to him was in 2010. The last time I saw him was in 1987.
Wow. So, so the fact
I didn't think about him for a long time, and then in 2008 it started. Mm-hmm. And no matter what I do, get rid of, you know, cords or whatever,
because I probably it's something that you created in this life with him that
uh-huh
was left unfinished. It's like you started something, it was so intense, you know, this is a very intense, like that chemistry, even in the physical sense of the word, you know, the physical connection. Do you
yes
agree with me? Very
yes
powerful.
Do.
Some people
yes
don't have that, but you guys had that. So
right
that's why this relationship was like touch your heart, touch your feeling, your emotions. And it's very hard to find something like this. Consequently, all of a sudden, the door of the subconscious mind opened again, and it kind of came back into your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In a very powerful way. But I really believe that, is there a way you can contact him?
I could try another time, but I don't know, you know.
Okay. Well, if you can reach out to him, then you somehow, you know, have to, you know, to sort of emotionally try to connect to somebody else, because you cannot be plugged into this energy without actually seeing him, you know, because you're blocking yourself. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
I don't want you to be blocked. And in your life, somebody else comes who's born in 56, who has two boys. And there's a man who has like a B initial, Brian, Bob. There's another man that you meet in very unusual circumstances. Even like unusual up to a point that you go to buy something, and it's like you people meet sometime in a very strange way, and this is a man that you that will come into your life out of the blue.
When is that?
That's gonna happen, I tell you right away, in the next Anything approximately, because time you can stretch between 2 to 8 months. I won't be surprised if this happens around the holiday season, all the way down to February or June of then. Approximate time here. I can't 100% be sure, but I'm giving you an approximate time. It might be faster and sooner than that. But feel free to call me back and let me know about this man. Okay. Because I'm very confident, I have a very strong sense of when he's born, how he looks. He's a very funny guy. But you're going to like him a lot, and this is something karmic, Anne. So call me back and let me know about this man. I think this is going to be very interesting and powerful in a different way. And this is more karmic, actually, than this with this man born in 49. But they said with this man, you had that magical chemistry that is very hard to find, though was not necessarily karmic. So the complexity of relationship is fascinating.
And when is this man born? This Bob or Brian?
This new guy is born in 56. He's actually 4 years younger than you.
So 1956. You don't know what month?
I think he's born in the summer. I think August comes to my mind. But you will tell me much more, because this is going to unfold, and feel free to call me back, Anne, okay? I love you,
Carmen.
My dear.
Love you, thank
love you,
Carmen.
Sweetheart. Love you. Hi, Patty from New York. How are you, my love?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm going to try to be as quick as I can.
Right.
Okay, so I called you up a few weeks ago to let you know I'm writing a book about why I believe that a retired baseball player. Okay, I went to the wedding.
Love that.
I went to the wedding, and I did catch the bouquet. I was wearing a baseball uniform. The problem is that nobody takes the bouquet to us, except for the people that my cousin hired to videotape the wedding. I was hoping that if somebody videotapes it, I could get the copy of it. I could put it on YouTube, on Facebook, and hope they would go viral. Now
there's a man who did it. There's a man who did it who is a 40-year-old man. Somebody did it.
All right, but not you're not talking about the official photographer,
No,
official.
I think somebody else did it. Was a guy who was actually very elegant, tall, with the hair, weird hair, in one side like this, is a tall, with a tuxedo, black, in his 40s. That guy had, there's somebody who has it. You have to dig a little bit, because you're going to, you'll be able to find it.
Do you think that my cousin will send me will I be able to see that video?
If you ask, there is somebody who will connect you to this person who actually has the video. I think it can be done anytime in the next 8 to 10 days.
All right, because I'm still waiting for my cousin to come back from the honeymoon because I can't reach her right now. But that's my question, because as long as I get the video, I could put it on, Facebook and YouTube. Right now I have to wait for my cousin, because the only thing is right now we got to wait for the video that they hired, the guy who was hired to do the wedding.
All I know is that you will get it. You know, the only thing that at the end of the day I think it matters is that you will have it. But I think you might have it faster than that,
Okay. Do you think I might have it before Christmas?
100%. Who's the woman at the wedding who has an L name? Lisa, Laura, who's at the wedding with an L?
Oh, Lisa. Oh, that's my sister-in-law. She only videotaped the guy put the garter up my leg. She didn't videotape the bouquet to us.
Okay, listen. Lisa knows the guy who videotaped. Talk to Lisa and ask her who this guy is.
Oh, the bride is Lonza.
Okay, that's it. Talk to those people over there. You have the key, and you will get it. I love you, my sweet girl, and thank you so much, Patty, for calling me.
Okay. Will it go viral to the point that maybe, because I'm going to go see the retired baseball player
right.
in January?
It will. It will.
All right.
It will.
Okay, because I'm,
will.
Yeah. All right,
okay,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Angel. I love you. Bye, sweetheart. I'm going to go to Elena. Hi, Elena, my love. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. Such a fascinating topic.
Yes.
I'm all interested in the subject. So I've quickly, you know, I'd like to know if the relationship I have now, if you see it as being karmic or not, and what that means.
I think your relationship is also karmic. I will have to do the calculation. So if you want to give it to me very fast, very quickly, we'll look whether it is or it isn't. Because there's a way to determine that based on a very scientific ancient teaching. So give me that, your birthday, his birthday. We can calculate that if you want. Or if not, you can give it to me in private if that's what you want. It's completely up to you.
Well, I'll give it to you.
You can, if you feel more comfortable, you can give it to me privately. But I feel like you guys have a very strong connection. So I think that you guys, in a way, you need to make it work. And I have to go to the end of the show, Elena. And Dominguez, call me my love, because you're the only one that I couldn't talk to tonight. But all of you guys, thank you so much. And I'm Carmen Jara with Christopher on Om Time Radio. I'll be next week, same time, same place, Om Time Radio. God bless you guys, and stay safe and healthy and happy. And thank you so much for listening.